The Milwaukee cases mark the first time a felon voting law has been challenged at the state level in the context of a criminal case. The other challenges have been class action lawsuits. Orlando McClinn and Michael Henderson of Milwaukee are charged with voting in the 2008 election while they were still on supervision. McClinn had just finished a one-year sentence for receiving stolen property, and Henderson had served a year for possession of marijuana. The attorney for McClinn and Henderson, Paul Kaczynski, says the case is important because it calls into question whether Wisconsin's law violates the 15th Amendment to the Constitution that prohibits states from denying voting rights on the basis of race.
To me, the most startling thing that I found is that as of 2004, there's more African-American men disenfranchised due to felon disenfranchisement law than there was in 1870, the year the 15th Amendment was ratified.
The Milwaukee DA and the State Department of Justice have filed the same felon voting charges against seven other people. Efforts to change Wisconsin's law failed in the state legislature last year, but Monona State Representative Joe Parisi says it'll be introduced again in the next session.
To me, it seems like a waste of tax dollars spending our limited resources trying to prevent people from voting.
Supporters of the current law say felons shouldn't be restored their voting rights until after they've successfully completed the parole time they're sentenced to. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.